Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame, 8222 I-45 North. That is the Canino exit. We're going to be here all morning, right up until 1 o'clock. Dell and Raheel, we got to work today because of the Aggies.
Aggies lost?
Yeah. How's that taste, Dell?
Tastes fine. It's not a big deal, but screw the Aggies. How about you stop the ball?
Stop the ball. It tastes fine.
There it is.
Yeah,
stop
no big
the
deal.
Ball. It was 4 point whatever
God,
seconds.
They just let the dude walk in and finger roll it. I mean, unbelievable. Of course, and the one dude, he made a nice play in that goaltending. But goodness gracious, they just let him walk in. 4 seconds left and he just walked to the basket. Wow. Billy Kennedy, that was a very disappointing season. That was a very disappointing season. That was a team that was projected and has got more talent that should have done more.
They had some good coaches, too.
Yeah, they do. Oh, he's a good coach. Mm-hmm. He's so quiet. And so
Billy Kennedy. He had some issues not that long ago.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But he's I'm telling you, in Chalmette, we used to go down to
the West. Is that where he's from?
We used to go down to the West End.
He's from Chalmette?
I don't know Chalmette, but he's from New Orleans. And, I mean, seriously from New Orleans.
Man, Chalmette is like...
That's real.
That's locked in, man. That's, yeah. I think it's East Bank, West Bank. I don't know, but it's one of the banks.
I heard Jermaine Every on the other day with Jerome, AJ, and he was like, oh, yeah, you say you're from New Orleans, and everybody says, well, did you come over with Katrina? No, I was here before. Why do you just assume, like, it's racist to assume that you came over when thousands and thousands and thousands.
Come over here, yeah.
Yeah, and I would imagine, Jermaine, everybody wants to know your story. I mean, if it was horrific for you to come, you went through Katrina.
Yeah, it was horrific. It was like 101 and humid when we moved the day. I'll never forget loading up the truck and then moving here.
Yeah.
And then unloading. And along the way, at Bro Bridge, we stopped. And then they said they had gas, but they didn't. We didn't know if we'd get to the next. But what about the hurricane? Well, yeah. That was terrible. I was here. I was already here.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah. Harvey, we didn't get any. No.
Katrina.
Did you have to live in the dome? Did you live in the Superdome? No, I was here in Katy.
Yeah, well, I get that, but I would imagine if you're from New Orleans and people would like to hear, oh, my God, what was your horrific story from Katrina? Well, I was already here. Okay, I get that. But don't be offended if people ask you, were you in Katrina? Because I think they just want to hear a story.
I wish we could see Dale's face right now.
What?
Don't be offended, Dale.
Oh, well.
I just feel like Dale would be saying something.
Don't tell people not to be offended. I get it. But I don't know that it's people are asking that it's – in any way, shape, or form, assuming things about you. I think that people want to know. Like people at, well, I might have been in the Bahamas for Harvey. I don't know. One knows. You know what I'm saying? What was my experience? I don't know. You don't know.
People make assumptions about you based on your vest you're wearing today, that you're going to play golf.
I think that people can make that assumption, and I think they'd be dead on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I wore a vest this morning because it was cool out.
It was cool.
It was very cool.
It's so cool that this is too heavy for – it was heavy enough for right when I go out, but for the rest of the day, this jacket is too heavy.
Yeah.
There's no in-between here.
See, I'm going to have a great day. I'm a trailer.
You have a vest. I wish I just had something that just had arm coverage.
No,
it would look a little creepy.
I don't need that.
Maybe some arm sleeves.
I like chest coverage.
Okay.
Because that's where
just
you
some
don't,
arm
you
sleeves.
Never get an arm cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You never get an arm cold.
But your arms do get cold, though.
Yeah, that's fine. But you never get an arm cold.
No, I mean,
you get
yeah.
chest cold.
No, that's true.
So that's why I do that. But here's the deal, is I don't know that I can have a – well, there are better days, don't get me wrong. After the last couple of days, which have been a couple of the worst days, after Trailer Wheel and Frame, which is a great place because Rudy's Barbecue is here, St. Arnold's is here, Cat's Coffee is here, Kolache Shop is here. We've got all kinds of gifts to give you when you come on by, 8222 I-45 north of Canino exit. Then I'm going up and playing golf up at Augusta Pines, and then I'm going to stop by thelegiontx.com. So
you got everything planned.
I got golf, poker, and trailers. I mean, is there a better day? Is there a more fulfilling
day? Here's my
day.
I'm fighting off haters because my mock draft was released, and the NFL tweeted it out. Because when the NFL tweets it out, it brings
the
that
heat.
Milkshake brings all the idiots to the yard. Because now I have to deal with everybody. And I'm just anybody who tries to shade me, I'm going back at them.
I know, I saw one of them.
Fun stuff as yeah. I can. Like, I'm trying to be as snarky and smarmy as I possibly can. And one guy goes, hey, man, you got to sit. If one guy even like, hey, man, not cool for you to interact with us like that. If you get, you know, we're making comments on that, you shouldn't come back at us. That's unprofessional. Like, what?
Wait,
no.
You're being an a-hole and
no,
I'm being unprofessional.
No, you just, you
okay.
just, no, because you know you will lose this battle, sir.
No.
He was a 31er.
Oh, stop.
A 31 follow guy. Like, okay.
We can't, we're not counting followers now, are we? So, anyway, I want to read Lance mean tweets today. Can we read Lance mean tweets today? Where do I find Lance's mean tweets?
I gotta answer this guy now.
Oh, you do?
No, this guy.
Was it another guy?
Yeah, this
what
guy.
What did he say? Let's hear it. Let's do it live.
Okay. He says, criticism derives from ignorance of one's team needs. Most mock drafts are difficult in that sense, but also telling of your overall knowledge. Not directed at you, but if you don't have that knowledge, expect fans to kick back.
Oh, is that the same guy that said don't say anything? Brief professional?
Watch. No, he's not saying. And I'm just going to do question mark.
What?
And I'm just going to keep. And every time.
Every time just a question
and
mark?
Then I'll hit him with a biblical verse. Sometime I'll just copy
what?
And paste something.
Jesus,
like, what is he doing?
Jesus is not involved in your.
Sometime I'll send random stuff to people or random gifts. I hit the haters back with gifts because no one likes to be hit with gifts.
They don't want gifts.
Or gifs, as some people say, and I think actually they are supposed to be called.
Are they GIFs? Or
yeah,
GIFs?
I'm never going back to that. I mean, I'm not calling it GIFs. No. Hey, you know what? I do want to mention something though. On a serious note, I just found out about this yesterday. Pat Starr, who covers the Texans,
yeah.
State of the Texans.
Oh, you just found out about this?
Yeah, I did not know.
He had a
this.
Car accident.
Yeah, it killed his father.
Oh, it killed his dad.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
I didn't
in the
know
hospital,
that, but I knew
I
that Pat was in the hospital.
Yeah, I had no idea about that. So if anyone knows where Pat's staying, which hospital, let me just hit me on Twitter or. You know, just let me know where he's staying. I'd like to know. I did not hear. When did this happen?
This happened a couple of weeks ago, I think.
Did it really?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well, you've been a little busy, so you maybe.
Well, I have,
out of
but
it
is
bit.
It a lot of it been on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh no, I didn't see it.
Yeah. So apparently, yeah, he did have a bad car accident, and thoughts and prayers. Hopefully, he is better. He does a really nice job with the Texans.
Yeah. Oh,
really
I mean,
nice
he
job.
Made it his. He's made it his life. That's yeah. what he was. You know, he was a cook, chef. He was in the food world.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, and he just did this on the side for fun, and he decided to commit himself full-time to this. That's what he does. He follows the Texans.
Yeah.
So he does do a good job.
Kind of, you know, that whole devoting your life to the Texans thing, I don't know. But devoting your life, did you see J.J. and Deshaun Watson run?
J.J. and Deshaun Watson run? Oh, you mean on Instagram?
Yeah. They did a sprint.
Against each other?
They were both running. They were doing a nice jog. Yeah, together down like a 40, only it was like 100, about a 100-yard dash.
Was it
more.
On Instagram?
It was. I don't know if it was on. What was it? Del, did you see it? I don't know which one it was.
No,
anyway,
I didn't see it.
It was on. It was this top story on Yahoo Top Stories. Your daily stories for today. Texans should be excited about 17-second video. And it is J.J. and Deshaun Watson. Here, see if this doesn't get you excited.
In that
bit.
Video, was J.J. being blocked by a 325-pound tackle?
No, he's running next to Deshaun, which has nothing to do with the tackle.
Was he being bent in a certain direction or fighting off a block, because really that's what he does. He doesn't run 100 yards at a time. So
he might.
No.
He's chasing down a ball carrier.
Whose Instagram page is this? This is going to be telling.
It's JJ's
Twitter.
Wow. It's on Instagram. I'm looking at it right now, and it's a casual jog by the both of them.
But what I don't see is
a linebacker charging at Deshaun or a guard double-teaming JJ with a tackle.
You know why? Because that would actually be considered an assault, because all they're doing is simply running. If somebody starts running after them looking to hurt them, that's called assault.
It's interesting that they're jogging, yet they're going at a speed that they would never go at in an actual football game, so we all should be thrilled.
It's called a warm-up.
Oh, you mean the guy
without the ACL? You didn't even see the workout, Dell.
I'm looking at it right
JJ
now.
JJ doesn't post his workouts. He's only showing you.
It's on Instagram right now.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. So one is coming back from an ACL. The other one, a broken leg, Dell. So they're jogging. And, oh, by the way, Deshaun will be jogging into the end zone plenty.
Well, he will have to be at full speed. Then he can shut it down because he's run by all the haters and defenders. But, once again, I don't see JJ fighting off a tackle and then a chip from a tight end in this video. So I guess I should be excited or not excited?
You should be thrilled. Should be.
Yes, not excited, thrilled.
Huh.
And, oh, by the way, when JJ runs the Wattcat, he's going to jog into the end zone.
Yeah,
like
how
that.
Well did that go the first time he did it?
He had a messed up groin when they called that play.
Oh, okay.
Why did they call that play with a messed up groin? That didn't make any sense.
That was one of the dumbest plays.
That Wattcat would have been lit, though, if he had scored a touchdown.
Yeah, instead he got thrown for a one-yard loss. But it would have been totally sweet. I would have been woke.
That's not how that goes.
Here we go.
At that time, woke wasn't even a thing, by the way.
I would have been woke. That's not how that goes.
That's how it goes for me. Here's Steph Stradley telling you. Here's the update on our friend Patty Stat. Are you following Steph?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so she
Wow, that's awesome. Let me. I'll just
24,000 has been raised from 315 people. That's a nice thing. Very nice. Trying to lift Pat and his family's burden. I would imagine his medical bills.
I'll retweet this out. I'll get that. From
his
Steph.
Medical bills must be shooting up. But that's horrific. He lost his dad in the. I didn't know that.
That's what.
Because
Dad
there
said,
were people that sent out pictures and it showed an older gentleman. It wasn't Pat. Obviously, I didn't
Cushing
know that
donated
it was
too. By the way,
yeah, that's nice.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. Well, you know, Pat doesn't have an acrimonious relationship with the Texans at all. I mean, he's always been pretty friendly.
Oh no, he's very pro player, and now he will criticize players for their play, but not in.
He's a little soft.
Yeah, no, I've always gotten the feeling from Pat that he is trying to get a job in the organization because he's very pro.
He's pretty pro, and I know he's been a big Rick guy, and I think there's some connections there. But
he's been more critical of Bill O'Brien.
Yeah,
and he was on the wrong side of that one.
He's a Rick
guy. If he's trying to get a job there, he's on the wrong side of that one. I don't think
there's going to be a job there, but in terms of this stuff, we're just hoping Pat is okay. So if anyone knows any information on Pat Starr and where he's standing, I sure would like to know if you can send me something.
Yeah. We got a lot to do. 712 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you would like to get in here. We haven't even touched on the big stories from yesterday. One of them is, my goodness, what's that Rams locker room going to be like?
Well,
let's talk about it.
In a second.
That's a tease.
It's going to be either a really good team or a really explosive situation.
My God.
They're basically saying, we got one big year next year.
That's it. We'll do that on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5.
I want to tell you about Prime Social, because John and I will be broadcasting from there. Actually, all the shows are broadcasting from there next Friday. Here's the deal. Come watch the March Madness games with us. It's 7801 Westheimer. That's the poker house that's the nicest in Houston. It's fantastic. They will have food and drinks for you, and it's really going to be a great setup. But let me tell you something. They also are going to have Splash a Pot. And what that means is if a lower seed beats a higher seed, it doesn't matter if the lower seed is a favorite, because that happens sometimes too. If any lower seed beats a higher seed while you're playing poker at the table, they are going to come over and just add money into the pot. They're just going to add money into whatever pot that is, and you have a chance to win that pot. That's just something that they like to do, and that's one of the things that they're going to do for you. But this is a great chance also for you to play against me or John or Ray for Alston. We're all going to be there in a tournament, and if you knock us out, you get the money. You get a bounty I should say, bounties on our heads. So if you knock us out of the tournament, it's your big chance. Of course, you win the tournament, you're going to win money all over there at Prime Social. Cash games, they will have the tournament going on that will start at 11, just after 11 when John gets off the air. Really looking forward to doing that and watching all of the games. So even if you're playing in a poker game, you can still just look up because they've got 29 televisions surrounding the entire perimeter. You are going to see all of your March Madness games. Get out there, see Ray for Austin. I'll be there, John will be there, and actually all of the shows will be broadcasting there throughout the tournament on Friday. But on Saturday, big $50,000 guarantee on Saturdays, and then Sunday fun day with a $10,000 guarantee this weekend. So go there for the March Madness broadcast, stay there for the weekend of poker, or head out there on a weekday and go out there and play. Saw two former Rockets out there just yesterday. So make sure to check out the website, PrimeSocialTX.com. The fate had finally found me,
and your voice was on. Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, Nate is here, and he just stopped by. He's got an hour and a half commute every day, and he needs a trailer because he's going to move. He's going to move. Well, we like that you have an hour and a half commute so you can listen to the show, Nate. Okay, but if you got an office where you can listen online, that's awesome too. But he came over here, talked to him about renting a trailer, and that's what Nate did. And that's what you need to do as well. Nate, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for stopping by. He said we were awesome, Dell, so suck on that for a while.
He must not know you very well or listen very much.
Yeah. Niall is here. Niall just walked
That's
in.
A big surprise.
He loved the Jack Mayfield interview, okay? That's what he loved. Super Jack Mayfield. That's right. So, we are here live at Trailer Wheel and Frame, and do what Nate did. Just stop on by and hang out with us here. And there may be a kolache left. I don't know, because Andres has 12 of them in his hands right now. Good Lord, man. How are you not 400 pounds? He eats whenever he gets, he starts eating when he gets here, and he stops when he leaves at 1 o'clock.
Does Andres know that? That's for people, entice people to show up. He's not supposed to eat them all.
Andres doesn't care. He is going. And then when Rachel gets here with the Rudies, he'll throw down a couple sandwiches. That's what Andres do. So congratulations, Andres. No one has food now because of you. All right. So here we are live at Trailer Wheel and Frame, 8222 I-45. And why don't you do like Nate did and just stop on by and see us. Hang out with us here. So we are here, and we haven't really even begun to touch on the stories, and there are plenty of them. One is Dallas Keuchel. Dallas Keuchel doesn't feel like the Cubs are even worth his time. Wow. He told the Washington Post, "We're not the Cubs. I firmly believe we have better players." So that the main story this year.
Well, the question was, are they going to have a hangover?
Hangover, yeah. Right. And that is the main story this year. Uh-huh. As soon as I got there, that was the question. I mean, and it was the question all off. You know, how are they going to repeat? Blah 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 blah. All this stuff. I am really with them on this one. In that, this team is built to win and continue to win. The Cubs looked like it as well, but it was a house of cards. It wasn't not a house of cards. It didn't fall apart. They still got there. They just weren't. They didn't seem like they had the same hunger.
It did look like they were hungover. Like they got there, and that could happen with the Astros. You never know. But I don't feel like it's going to, just because they are. I don't know why I'm thinking that they won't, but I just don't feel like they're going to. But then again, I'm sure Cubs fans didn't feel like the Cubs were going to do that.
No, sure. And no team feels like.
Oh, by the way, Arrieta wasn't super Jake anymore.
Yeah, right. And that's a big deal. So, but the difference I think here is Justin Verlander is going to have a whole season here.
Yep.
And Justin, I think Justin Verlander, more than Jake Arrieta, I think that there's an aura around Verlander everywhere he goes.
He's got a Randy
that
vibe.
Raises everybody's play. You remember, you know, even when Clemens was here.
It's a similar to when Randy came, yep. When Clemens came. It's like
you don't want to
disappoint
him.
You're watching different dudes.
And you when you're on the mound, you don't want to disappoint. You know, like, that guy's sitting right over there, and you got to go sit next to him. And when the inning is over, and you don't want to disappoint him.
It's like a sitcom called My Two Dads, with when Brian McCann sits next to Justin Verlander. Those are a couple of dads right there. Like, you know, one of the dads is the sloppy out in the shop, just, son, what are you doing? Grab me a beer. Like, yes, Dad, Brian McCann
votes for Trump. While the other one.
Well, he definitely has a boat, too.
Oh, he has a boat.
Brian McCann has a boat, probably.
And he's always sanding it.
Justin Verlander is the one who lives in the nice neighborhood. Not too hoity-toity. In real life, he does.
But he reminds me of the dad. He's got the hot wife.
Hot wife. Dresses real nice all the time.
Plays golf.
Little league coach. Very patient and stuff like that. McCann's like, will cuss at the kid at a Target. You know.
Balls, scratching.
Yeah. They're both good dads. But just one of, you know, they're just very different.
Actually,
dads.
Brian McCann, though, that dad, can give you some great life lessons.
Yeah, he really can.
Yeah. Even though he scratches himself in public.
He'll go, let's play catch. Here's how they play catch different as dads. McCann gets out there and squats in his mitt and, like, come on, bring it in. You know, he's like, and then Verlander's like, no, I'm not. I got a bad knee from, you know, Verlander's got a bad knee from something in a skiing, some kind of water skiing accident. So he just plays catch, just standing up like, will you throw me some ground balls? Yeah, I'll throw you some ground balls, pop flies. Can you get down like a catcher? I can't, son. I got that water skiing knee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really worked through this in my mind, as you can tell.
Not really. No.
I've got, I know who they are now. Okay. One is the guy with the trick knee because of a skiing accident. Where the kids stayed with the nanny, and he and his wife went off somewhere and tore the knee up.
While the other one has a bunch of beer cans behind him while he's squatting behind the plate.
And his wife says, can we get a nanny like the Verlanders? I can't afford a nanny.
Okay. Well,
all right.
It seems to me that the Brian McCann dad would be divorced, okay, and not, and he would have
He is single dad. I'd like to say he's still married, but doesn't he feel like a single dad?
I'm pretty sure any time the son brings up mom, Brian McCann dad uses whore mom as a reference to her. So
No, that's not okay, Dell. He doesn't call her whore mom.
You're a whore mother.
Come on, Dell.
That sounded real.
That sounded like an aggressive.
Although I could see that.
Maybe he rolls his eyes every time she's brought up. Do you care if mom comes and gets me early? I'm bored here. You're bored? Yeah. Have her come get you. You okay? We'll see if you're bored when I'm not paying for that dumb hitting class that you got.
Yeah. So, anyway, this relates to Dallas Keuchel.
Your poor mother. I can't believe he just said that.
Yeah. So anyway, here's the deal: I'm with you. I get the feeling that this team just has too much. I don't want to call it pride. I think it just has. I don't know what the word is in that they're conscientious. They know that this is a possibility. And I think that they're battling. And again, I said it a few times. I think the front office moves has proven to them that everybody in the organization, we're not just standing pat. We're going out and getting Gerrit Cole. We're getting Hector Rodon. We're getting Joe Smith. We saw that the bullpen is a problem, so we're bolstering it. We're not just standing pat and thinking this is fine. Now, I was thinking this morning on the way in, because Chris Canty is on he took Golic's place this morning, and have you ever heard Chris Canty?
No.
On the radio?
Former D lineman.
He's really good.
Is he really?
Really, really good. Anyway, so he was talking, he's a Bronx guy, and I was just thinking about.
Is that where he's
from?
Yeah. No, he went to UVA.
Gardner, Judge, Giancarlo, Sanchez, Bird.
Oh, it's a real ass lineup now.
You know, the Astros were the best hitting team in baseball. The Yankees had more home runs. That's the only major category that they beat the Astros in, but I'm going to tell you this. I wasn't scared. I like the Astros rotation better, but wow, that lineup is as good a line. I don't know that the Astros are going to have the best lineup in baseball this year.
No, I don't. I mean, you added Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah,
that's a big deal. That was a really good lineup anyway.
Didi. I mean, this is guy after guy after guy.
Didi is good. I want Didi to stay there forever because you know what that means. Our guest stays here.
Oh yeah.
Well, I don't want Didi. You stay at short. I want Carlos to say things like, I'm never moving short.
I would worry
ever.
About the Red Sox more than the Yankees on that one.
Why?
Because they have to compete with the – and they don't have a solid, solid guy like that.
Just come on. I feel
it's 4 years from
the
now.
The New York Puerto Rican thing and, you know, that's got that almost – would swear that would be a Carlos vibe. Boston? That doesn't feel like – what kind of accent do you have, kid?
Well, they call him O'Korea.
Yeah, so yeah. We're good. Yeah, no, they got a really dangerous lineup. They've got a great bullpen. We got them on starting pitching. The question I think everyone should be asking is, can Charlie Morton win his first Cy Young? That's the question that I'm asking.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
I feel like it's reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, a fifth starter for the Astros is right in the Cy Young
race. He pitches
race.
Exactly like he did in his last two performances last year.
You think?
The whole year, he's definitely winning the Cy Young.
Dude, I'm loving it. Charlie bleeping Morton. That's your fifth starter, dude. That's your fifth starter.
Is he, though? Because he might really be just your third.
Well, he's going to start the fifth game, I would imagine.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you ordered him 1, 2, 3, 4, and we know who 1 and 2 are.
I don't know. I think Gerrit Cole is going to have a big – there's another guy that's going to benefit from Justin Verlander.
Should. We'll see how he handles this year. Down a little bit last year.
I'm hoping Gerrit Cole is by far your and maybe even your second.
No, you want him to be good, yeah.
Although I would love Keuchel to have a full year where he pitches excellently. We are live at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Nate just stopped by, and he's going to rent a trailer from here. Of course he is. Cat's Coffee just showed up and brought all kinds of greatness. Well, you got to get over here to Trailer Wheel and Frame, Houston's exclusive provider of industry-best Ranch King trailers. Proud to roll out their next-generation trailers. As always, Trailer Wheel and Frame offers a lifetime warranty on the frame and welds, a lifetime warranty on the factory lights, as well as a 5-year warranty on your axles and a 12-month warranty on the tires. Next-generation trailers feature new composite flooring that they guarantee for, get this, 100 years. So when you're 140, this composite flooring is still going to be good. No more splinters, no more warped and cracked decking, just 100 years of guaranteed durability from Ranch King. Come on down to Trailer Wheel and Frame, see the next generation trailers right now. The next generation trailers, Ranch King trailers, over at Trailer Wheel and Frame. The exclusive Ranch King trailer, it's here at Trailer Wheel and Frame. 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit, go to trailerwheel.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Why does everyone in Houston assume Astros can repeat? Last year's playoff run took miracle wins. I don't know about miracle wins. It just took them winning. They can't. Which game was a miracle? Which one was a miracle win?
Game 5. I don't know. No.
No, there's no miracle wins. They just had dropped their nuts and won.
Yeah. Oh. No. He goes, oh, last year's playoff run took a miracle win. They can't win in New York in October because it's too loud for them. And Yankees are much better this year, and they luckily missed the Indians who own them. His Twitter handle's at TexanKevin4. I told him, you should be at New York Kevin4 or at Cleveland.
No, he is a big Tex. I went and looked, like, is he a fan of some other team? And he's like a big Houston Texan.
Well, he ain't no Astro.
Fan.
You know what, Kevin? Go to live in New York where it's loud.
Easy. He tweets the show.
Why is he hating?
He's not adversarial. Well, I'm just not sure why he's so negative already heading into the season. They just won. They just did win. They can't win in Houston. You know what? New York can't win in Houston. Next.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right.
Cleveland can't play consistently.
Guess what, Ken? Yeah, the Yankees can't win here because it's too loud for them at Minute Maid.
You know what? Houston's got – here's what the Astros need to have. The Astros need to get – what's the Duluth Trading Company where it won't cinch up in your
in your
junk?
It feels
that's
like
what
it's
the you don't have the crank.
A grinder.
That's the meat grinder there.
Yeah.
The Astros need to get a bunch of those underwear because they need some extra room. How about that, Ken?
They need
extra room
for
when they play baseball.
No, what they need is wheelbarrows.
Yeah, yeah, just to be safe.
Yeah.
Just to be safe
carry
because that's how they play.
Gigantic ones around.
Because that's how they play, Ken.
Yeah,
that's
Ken.
How they play. It's not too loud for them. You mean like when they ruined the Yankees a couple of years ago? And you'll say, oh, well, the lineup's not the same. Yeah, the Astros aren't the same either.
But yeah, what
Garrett
the Yankees? The Yankees are the Astros' bitch. Okay, in the postseason, Dallas Keuchel goes win the wild card there, and then they took care of him in the ALCS.
Hey,
oh yeah, they're scared of the Yankees.
And you know what? If you're about to at us saying, guys, can you watch the language? My kids are headed to school. Your kids need to know the Yankees are the Astros' bitch. They need to know that anyway.
No.
Am I wrong?
And I think they need
teach
to
teach your kids right from the beginning.
And kids, when you get to school, pass that note.
Mm-hmm.
To your friends in school.
Don't tell the teacher, though. No snitching.
Well,
don't tell
her
what
we said. if anybody finds it, the teacher will open it up. Oh, the Astros, the Yankees are the Astros' bitch. I agree. Thank you. A for you.
Check yes, no, maybe.
Yes.
There's a bunch of yes checks.
Yes.
What?
Kids?
And if they say, where did you hear this from? Just say mommy or daddy. Don't say the guys on the radio.
The bad
guys on the radio because that's snitching.
The bad
kids.
Men on the radio.
We're not snitching today.
All right, we never did this, but okay, so the Rams. First of all,
what is
a good defensive back worth today?
Well, when you're older and your contract's coming up.
Marcus Peters ain't older.
There's no value. Well, they got a second and a fourth.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard, though, because Marcus Peters is about to get paid. That's the difference with NFL contracts.
I know.
You almost never get the value you think you're going to get unless it's a quarterback.
Yeah, but he's going to get paid, but he's a really he's a top cornerback in the league.
Yeah, he is, but you still have to – the amount that a team is going to have to pay for him, same way in baseball, when you have club control of a favorable contract, you have to pay more in terms of – now, if you have to take on $17 million of a contract – a lot of times you don't have to give up as much, or they have to pay part of the contract.
Yeah, but aren't you looking – fine, I get it. But aren't you looking for the best players in the game? That's what you want?
Yeah.
And you know what? Those are the guys that you pay.
Yeah.
Now, dude's a pain in the ass.
No, I think that's one of the reasons why.
He's
a pain
in
the ass, and he is – why would you be trading a guy who's the best on-ball defender? That tells you he's a gigantic pain in the ass. He's a pain in the ass, and you're going to have to give him a long-term contract. And that's why you don't have as much leverage when you trade him. The other team, the Rams, basically, you know, how about this? The guy is – Marcus Peters has tremendous ball skills and instincts and takes it away. And the Chiefs basically said, we're going to have to give him a second contract. We don't want to roll with him for that long. He's too much of a problem. So they dealt him to the Rams. Aqib Talib, who's not always the most fun to deal with. They got a fifth rounder for him, but he's toward the end of his career.
And they're loaded at corner anyway.
Yeah.
They're okay at corner.
Yeah, they got Roby and they got Chris Harris. No go draft one. But the Rams, though, this is a hell of a move for this year. You're basically saying,
unless they blow up the locker room.
Well, I mean, that's always a concern. But you can get away from both those contracts if you want. But Peters is unlikely because you gave up a second and fourth. Talib is there's a good chance Talib could be one and done. But you now have two tremendous lockdown corners.
You know,
you do have some locker room concerns, obviously.
Well, you know as well. Okay, so, I mean, Charlie Casserly talked about this, and we've seen it with the New England Patriots. You can bring turds in as long as you have a strong locker room.
Yeah, I don't know about their – so their quarterback is young. I don't know.
Gurley, who was an MVP candidate, Aaron Donald.
They just moved Alec Ogletree out of there.
Right. Well, but that guy must be – and Robert Quinn, they just moved out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, so I think they're it's risky. This is risky. Now, do you have some talent out there?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I don't mind taking the shot, though. You're not locked in super long term except with Marcus Peters, but I don't mind taking that shot if you're the Rams. You're the Rams, man. You just got really talented at cornerback.
And you were good to begin with.
Yeah, and
now,
these are guys with some experience.
Now,
Ogletree,
you got rid of – that's over 100 tackle guy every year.
Yeah, I don't think they really thought that he was as big a difference maker as, in terms of just a stat sheet filler. And Wade – and this is not a bad year for an inside linebacker, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, let's not forget, Wade's defenses decline every year.
Year two.
Year two.
Year two is always a tricky year for Wade for whatever reason.
For whatever
reason. That's been the case for three straight teams. But what will be interesting now is where they draft in the 20s. They don't have a corner need anymore. So now I would assume they might look at, like, Rashawn Evans if he's still there from Alabama. You know, a guy could play some inside linebacker. Maybe go later in the draft, look at somebody. I don't know.
Well, is a 100-tackle guy not coveted as much as he used to be?
It depends. Like, you remember Jesse Tuggle had 100, but no one ever really talked. Like, he's a hard-working guy, but if you're making 100 tackles and a lot of them are 3 and 4 yards instead of 1 yard gains, then it doesn't mean as much. So I'd have to go look at his stats and see. And it might be – and Ogletree's had problems in the past.
He's had off-field issues.
This might be one of those things where they said, hey, our goal is to get Peters in here and Tlaib, hopefully. We're having conversations with the agents. We got to get this guy out of here. And maybe Quinn was like that too. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think Quinn was just like, and wanted to get rid of the contract because they have a guy named Samson Ekubon who can potentially rush. I don't know if he's a free agent, but who was here? The outside linebacker who went to Philadelphia. The guy who was here with Wade Phillips from University of Cincinnati. What's his name? Connor Barwin. Connor Barwin's over there.
Oh, yeah. He had an okay year.
Yeah, he's kind of a product of the system. I don't think he's going to get – yeah. So they're not dependent on him, so they're actually looking for an edge rusher, too.
I think he had 4 or 5 sacks.
I don't know, dude. I think this makes them pretty serious contenders. You look at the – depending on what the – if the Vikings get Kirk Cousins and you have the Eagles, and even if they don't, the Vikings, if they stick with one of their quarterbacks, the Eagles, of course, I think should be the favorites in the NFC.
So the thought is
– Cowboys are going to have Zeke back this year.
So the thought is too that Denver is freed up. They got $33 million at that they're going to make the big move at Kirk Cousins.
That's the team that makes the most sense with their wide receivers.
Yeah, but what were they, a 5-win team this year?
Yeah, but I think a lot of that is their quarterbacking was just terrible.
No, I get that, but if I'm Kirk Cousins, who do I look at the Vikings and get more excited about the Vikings or the Broncos?
I think I'd look at the Broncos, and here's why: you got two targets in Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas that are big time. Now, you need offensive line help. You have a great defense. I mean, the Vikings
You got Diggs and Thielen.
Yeah, the Vikings are more ready-made. I don't know if the Vikings are really offering that or if the agent's just floating that out there just trying to draw interest.
Well, even if it's a million or two less, I think the Vikings are a better situation.
Yeah, it probably is. I think it's harder.
You don't love Diggs
and Thielen? I think it's potentially
–
I think it may be harder to – I don't know if it's harder to beat the Eagles or not. No, I like Diggs and Thielen. I like them. I don't know. I don't know if Minnesota's serious about it with Kirk Cousins. Like, the Jets should be serious.
Is it easier to beat New England?
If I'm Kirk Cousins, I don't want any part of
the Jets.
Is
it easier to beat New England or Philadelphia next year?
I don't know. Is it easier to beat Philadelphia or Jacksonville next year? Because it could be Jacksonville. I think the Patriots are about to decline. I really do. I think it's Tom Brady is set to decline.
Now, in all fairness, we've been saying that for a little while.
I haven't really seen a decline since like 3 years ago. I haven't said that about Brady, where it looked like he was declining when Gronkowski was out. But if Gronkowski were to shut it down, I don't know that it's a lock that Tom Brady keeps playing at a high level.
Well,
he hasn't when Gronk's been out.
No,
before.
He hasn't. No, I think he'll probably get.
Gronk sounds Gronk like a guy back. Who's got 1 year left. That's how fast it's happening now in football, where guys are just like,
screw it. Well, Gronk has got a career
honestly,
no matter what he does.
Do you see JJ playing in 4 years?
JJ's different than Gronk. The love that he has for the game is way different.
You hear
Gronk
that, Del? You hear that, Del?
Gronk, JJ's just all about football and love and puppies. That's all he is, and okay. Jesus.
He loves football.
Gronk. Del, don't come at me that JJ doesn't love Jesus because
or football.
I mean, he may love Jesus, but he doesn't love Jesus as much as the Eagles love Jesus. JJ doesn't talk about Jesus nearly as much as the Eagles do. Like Nick Foles and Doug Peterson, they love Jesus. JJ, he's a fan of Jesus. I don't know if he loves him.
Frank, right?
I saw JJ with his Christmas tree. He loves Jesus.
He had a Christmas tree. Was it a Jesus
soccer
face
player
on
with
that
their pajamas on? Too.
Was it a Jesus?
Did he have
face
a Jesus piece?
Oh, he doesn't wear a Jesus piece.
So no, then, how do you know he loves Jesus?
Because he had a Christmas tree.
Yeah, don't wait. There's going to be a post later today that will address that. Casey said John Granato had the least efficient use of woke in the history of ever. He's like, please tell John never use the phrase woke again, Jules.
God, it's so bad.
Brother Bear says, who will win the tug of war event at Field Day, J.J. Watt or J.D. Clowney? We had this
Chase says, I'm teaching my three-year-old that the Yankees are the Astros' bitch.
Yeah, well,
nice.
Okay,
parenting. Teach him young.
Hey, John, how the hell do you play golf without drinking beer? Can you do one without the other? Does Brian McCann get nachos in the bathroom while kids watch TV? Of course.
Yes.
We also had this. Does Verlander dad get nachos on a road trip with a teenager in tow? He figures something out.
He does it. He rents another room.
Yeah. Right. He's got a second room with him joining.
Yeah.
Actually,
and the kids don't know about.
He's so player, he doesn't even get the side adjoining room. He's like one skip. There's like a skip one room over. Like, hey, guys, I gave you an iPad to set you up on that. Mommy will be in with y'all in a little bit. Dad's good.
Look. Verlander dad has his family in one room, and he flew in his other girl, and she's staying down the hall. That's Verlander.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't, Dell.
Okay, stop. Verlander doesn't do something.
I didn't say
like
Verlander.
That.
I said Verlander dad does that.
Okay. Verlander's dad does. All right. You know why? Because he's full of testosterone.
Well, I legal amounts. Okay, let's not start anything here. We're trying to keep him legal to start the season. And Men's Tea Clinic is then he's not a candidate for Men's Tea Clinic. All right, let's just go in that direction. If your testosterone level is below a certain level, you are a candidate for treatments with testosterone. And what that does is it gets you back to where you were when you're in your 20s and 30s, where you've got the workouts that seem to work better for you. You get through them easier. You see better results. You have more energy. You have better drive. It's just, it also helps a great deal. We don't talk about this much with mental focus and the ability to just stay sharp. When your testosterone levels drop, it really has a big impact on total quality of life. And when you find out exactly how many areas can be affected by it, you realize why insurance companies are willing to pay for the treatment, because it is a big deal for you. And that's why Men's Tea Clinic works with your insurance companies to get them to pay for your treatment. So it's you're going to see great benefits. I promise you that. There's three locations in Houston. They'll take your phone call coming up here in about 15 minutes. You can set up an appointment at 713-568-1175. Locations in Cypress, Pearland, right there in the Heights at 1801 Durham. For more information about locations or any of their services, simply go to the website mensteaclinic.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Good morning. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live at Trailer Wheel and Frame, 751. John, Lance, and Dell. Raheel's going to be out here. Dell, how are you working it today?
I usually leave about 10, get there 10:30. I'm good.
So you're going to have a baked potato when you get here, because Rachel will be here from Rudy's Barbecue, and she's going to bring baked potatoes for everybody because it's Friday during Lent, so nobody eats meat. So.
I mean, I know Rudy's does make a great baked potato. I was there last Friday, and a couple of people
Did
ordered
you have
it
a baked
in line.
Potato?
No, I had a moist brisket sandwich.
Oh, nobody does that on Friday.
No, I did, and other people were eating red meat as well.
No, nobody really eats meat on Friday because it's
no, late. You don't, and because you've chosen a religion that says you shouldn't, but other people have chosen a different part of that religion.
Mm. The part where you can eat meat?
Yeah, that part,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because
right.
I grew up in a Christian household, and I was never told, hey, on Fridays, during a certain time of year, you can't eat meat. Never was told. So I'm good. Huh.
All right. Well, you keep praying to your pagan god, and I will continue to pray to the real one. Okay?
No pagans in my household. Just okay. Telling you that part of Christianity didn't care about meat on Fridays.
All right. That's how you. If you want to go straight to hell, that's on you.
Meanwhile,
okay? If you eat meat today, you're going to hell.
Yeah,
I'm praying to a
pagan god. Meanwhile, you have ceremonies where you spread incense around or whatever you guys do.
No, whatever. That's not whatever you guys do. No. Oh, those people?
Yeah, those
Catholics?
People. Yeah, those people. Incense okay. Or smoke or whatever the hell you guys do.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we do. So because and then we go straight to heaven.
Sounds like devil worship to me.
Eat a salad and go straight to heaven.
Well, these rules seem pretty defined. Incense, heaven, meat on Friday, hell. Sorry.
That's it.
It's in there somewhere.
All right.
It's in the book.
That's all. Okay, so as long as we got it clear. Anyway, so Rachel's going to be here, and if you want to go straight to hell, you'll get some meat, and if you want to go to heaven, you get the baked potato. That's an easy choice for me, but okay, whatever you guys want to do. 713-780-3776, the number, if you'd like to get in here.
Hi, have you noticed we've heard no, absolutely no? I want to get into the Rockets because they're going for 18 today. It's a big game. This is the one that everyone thinks
is the
dangerous one. But for right now, I want to mention – there's no mentions of the Texans in free agency. Like, there's no link to this or link to that in advanced discussions, right? So we're coming up on – free agency is next Wednesday, and I know that because my editor's like, hey, can you have an updated team needs on Friday? Like, ugh, team needs are worse than mocks. But fans will down – like, on the low, fans will crush you over team needs.
Team needs are kind of easy, though.
No, they're
not.
You know
where you're deficient. This team couldn't run the ball, so guess what they need?
No, you know on your side, every team knows their needs better than you, or they think they do. So they're like, oh, really? We need a running back, huh? Like Eagle fans told me that. Eagle fans got all mad at me. I gave them a running back, and I'm like, I don't know. I wouldn't have thought you did either until I talked to somebody on the Eagles who said, oh, we need running back bad. So I just want to say, I'm dying to just say, I don't know. Take it up with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Who said they need running back. LeGarrette Blount will come back. Is he?
Yeah.
Because I was told he's not. So I don't know. But I think the Texans team needs, we all know. You know, they got to have offensive tackle. They got to have offensive guard. They got to have safety. They got to have corner.
They got to have tight end.
They got to have tight end. A wide tight end.
They need another playmaker outside.
They might need another running back.
I'm still not all about Will Fuller. I don't know.
Well, they could probably use another wide receiver. Do they feel like they're all in on Braxton Miller?
No. A slot. They could use a slot guy.
Yeah, they could use another wide receiver. Will Fuller could play in a slot and stretch a slot vertically. Like, we'll see. Will Fuller caught a lot of touchdowns last year per catch, but this is a year where he needs to.
Yeah, but he does it over a 5-game period and then.
You mean when Deshaun played?
Yeah.
There were touchdowns after that. Touchdowns.
Yeah, right.
Bye-bye.
Right.
That's a Deshaun issue more than a Fuller issue.
Yeah.
Brock Osweiler, no touchdowns. Everything goes to DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, he put it up for Will Fuller. Will Fuller had his first four games up with Brock were actually
good.
Yeah,
but Brock stopped looking at him after that.
Yeah.
Brock just stopped. Brock went all
well, Brock,
DeAndre, and he couldn't even hit him. He's the only quarterback who couldn't hit DeAndre. Savage could get it to him.
It's hard to hit DeAndre.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's stop with the Brock talk.
Do you know that DeAndre Hopkins,
about Brock's feelings from now on.
DeAndre Hopkins has probably the best ball skills in the entire NFL right now. The ability to finish catches. He's got those monster hands. They're super strong. He can create a catch window for himself. He doesn't need much space.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is the knock against him with Brock was, where's the separation? He's got no separation. There's no separation. He still went up and got balls. He is. He's not a 50-50 guy. He's like a 70-30 guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll flip. He's a casino receiver who flips him in his favor. He's got the odds in his favor. And I think he's a little better at getting workable separation for quarterbacks who throw us some anticipation. Like, he runs routes where he can get you a little bit of separation. Now, underneath, he's not going to.
If you throw on the before the turn.
Well, yeah. If he's working down the field some, he can create some separation. Out of his breaks, but if he's playing underneath, he doesn't have great burst out of his breaks, so he's not going to create a lot of separation underneath. But what he does have is he can post you up, and if you throw it to him, he's got the ability, because he catches away from his body, to beat you to the ball. And his hands are big. His arms are long. Like, man, he is a really good wide receiver. DeAndre Hopkins, I'm telling Houston something I don't know, but it's just a lot of fun to watch him work because he's way different than Andre Johnson. Dre, big, fast, a lot of drops, explosive plays down the field. DeAndre Hopkins, not an explosive speed guy, not the most, not the biggest guy. He's got good height, but not good, he's not a real thick, physical guy. He is physical. Tremendous ball skills, doesn't have many drops. They're very, very different wide receivers, and both of them are going to – it's going to be interesting. DeAndre Hopkins will probably end his career with better numbers than Dre did.
He will have – if Deshaun stays healthy, he will have better quarterback play too.
Yeah, if he stays healthy, but right now he hasn't. He's had way worse quarterback play.
Way worse than David Carr?
Well, I mean, we can start going through some of these. Other than Deshaun's six games, who has he had?
Well, but I will say this. Brian Savage. Hoyer has at least looked for him.
Yeah.
And
Hoyer was okay with him that year.
Yeah.
Hoyer, Savage, Mallett. The case are through to him?
Shabby.
Bad job.
Right.
Bad
job that disgusted – no, he disgusted Andre. Who was it walked off the field? Andre walked off the field.
Andre Johnson, yeah.
Andre Johnson walked
when
off
Dre
the field.
When Dre had to just – I'm done with you.
Anytime Dre – I could see Randy –
Dre yelled
when
him
Randy
said,
Moss is walking off the field and I go, oh,
Dre
right.
Well, that's it?
When Dre
– we're like, this guy's got –
oh, my God.
Dre can't even fade this idiot.
All right. We're live at Trailer Wheel on Frame. 8222 I-45 North. Come see us. Your home for the Ranch King trailer, which is the greatest trailer in the history of the world. Gulf Coast Chevy is where you buy a car, though.
Gulf Coast Chevy is where you buy a car, where you buy a truck, where you buy an SUV, where you buy a crossover. And can I tell you that it really doesn't matter which kind of vehicle you're looking for. They absolutely have that, but they also have a sweet car show coming up this weekend. You can see it from 10 to 3, and a terrific car show where you get the very best prices for Chevy Silverados. You've got the Texas edition. You've got the GMC Sierra pickup trucks. You've got SUVs like the Chevy Suburban and the Yukon. And if you're looking for a great crossover vehicle, which seems to be the big thing right now, is crossover vehicles. Well, yes, they have crossover vehicles as well, including what I'm driving, which is the Chevy Traverse, which is fantastic. Right now, they've got some great offers for you going on in March. You can get up to $8,000 off in-stock 2017 Buick LaCrosses, up to $11,000 off MSRP on in-stock new 2018 GMC 1500 Crew Cabs with GMC Financial Financing, and 20% off MSRP on the 2018 Chevy Impala, Sonic, or Spark. If you want to see what those cars look like, go to the website, LanceZCars.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This is Jose Altuve, Alistar, and MVP. If you need a new vehicle, get down to Gulf Coast Chevrolet with GMC. Chevy, find new roads.